Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the Amoroso Suite when the Eagles take on the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field. We're talking NFC East. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. And we know it's wide open. We know it's crazy. We know it has not been particularly impressive in the division. But let's go around the horn, shall we, and start in Washington. A team that a week ago was talking about being the team to beat in the division loses. The Giants beat them up pretty good, and there's some injuries to worry about in Washington. What's your make on that team?
Well, first off, let's go back a week ago, Dave, because when people were talking about the Redskins as the team to beat, I thought that was crazy. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins, come on now. So it's not like someone's not going to emerge and win this division, and it might be an 8-8, 9-7 team, and hey, hopefully it's the Eagles. Hopefully it's the Eagles at 10-6 or 11-5. We'll see. But I never bought that the Redskins were head and shoulders above anybody. I just didn't think it was the case. Obviously, they have done some things well this year. They're running the ball well. They've got the tandem in the backfield, which helps them. DeSean Jackson's been out, as we know. So it'll be interesting to see how long till DeSean gets back, whether he plays this week. But I don't think the Redskins are a formidable foe for the Eagles. I think it's a wide-open division, and, you know.
Injuries up front, Sean Luavo, offensive guard, out. D'Angelo Hall, their best cornerback, out. They're just beat up. And we don't think DeSean Jackson plays. A lot of turnovers from Kirk Cousins. Yet they do things well. They're physical. The defense ranks highly. They haven't given up a lot of points, a lot of yards. And they're going to play smash-mouth football against the Eagles. And on Sunday, we don't know what the weather's going to be like at FedEx Field. It could be monsoon-like conditions. So that would really change everything.
It would be interesting. I remember the playoff game versus the 49ers in 96. It was supposed to be a monsoon. Turns out it really wasn't. There was some wind. It wasn't like that. But one thing to look for this weekend, through the first 3 weeks of the season, Washington is blitzing less than any team in pro football. And, you know, the Eagles, I think, when you stack the line and bring the pressure with the young receivers having to, you know, beat the press coverage quickly, that's been a spot the Eagles have struggled at times this year. It'll be interesting to see how Washington approaches that, Dave, given that typically through this point of the season they haven't been blitzing.
Ryan Kerrigan, 14 and a half sacks a year ago, just one half sack through three games. How about the New York Giants? Feeling pretty good about themselves after a win over Washington last Thursday. Expected to get Victor Cruz back in the lineup on Sunday, and they are potent offensively with Eli Manning at the quarterback position. Still some questions up front offensively, and then defensively not getting a pass rush at all. But I still think the Giants ultimately will be a really tough out, and the schedule's pretty favorable with the Giants. They've got a tough game this weekend at Buffalo, home with San Francisco, before they come to Philadelphia in the Monday night game.
I never wrote the Giants off even when they were 0-2. And, of course, we saw seasons when they were 0-2 and won the Super Bowl. So I think the Giants are absolutely a team that you've got to be, you know, conscious of in this division and that they'll be there for a while. And you mentioned it, Dave, Eli Manning. As of right now with Tony Romo out, I mean, Eli Manning clearly is head and shoulders, I think, the best quarterback in the division, at least it's healthy. So that gives them an advantage. Of course, you know, without Jason Pierre-Paul, that goes to the lack of pass rush you've been talking about. But I do believe in Tom Coughlin. Look, he's been up and down the last couple of years. We know it. But when he's up and when Eli Manning's up, they can be way the heck up.
Yeah.
And that's something you just can't brush past quickly.
And the Dallas Cowboys were up, really up, early in the game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. And then they went way down from 14-0 up. They lost 39-28. The defense finally showing some leaks after a couple of really strong weeks without all those players, without Skandrick and Greg Hardy and Randy Gregory and Rolando McClain. They played so well in Philadelphia. But against the surging Falcons, the Cowboys were romped. So there's some questions about that football team. This week, though, they get the Saints without Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's certainly an advantage to the Cowboys for sure. It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles get him in 2 weeks because that could be a swing factor. But let's look ahead here with the Dallas Cowboys and their upcoming schedule because it really is daunting in some ways. Again, at New Orleans, now if Brees plays, that makes it a harder game. Then they play week 5 versus New England.
Coming off a bye week.
I mean, think about that. You're talking about a Patriots team right now. It looks like absolutely one of the strongest teams in football. Then the Cowboys have their bye, which is an advantage to them with Romo out. It gives them a week to have Romo out and not, you know, play a game. Then they go at the Giants, which certainly could be a test for them. Seattle at home. All right, so that's tough. And then week 9 versus the Eagles. That's the point where you hope the Eagles can return
coming
the favor.
Coming off a bye week.
Eagles coming off the bye, and you look back to last year, the Eagles win a big deal on Thanksgiving Day, and then Dallas comes up here, you know, to the Lincoln Financial Field and wins to, you know, reverse things. You hope the Eagles can do that week 9. So there's still so much opportunity for the Eagles, for all four of these teams in this division. It really is truly wide open.
Four teams with a lot of flaws, some warts, and a wide open top of the division to be played. Joe DeCamera, Dave Spadaro, our look at the NFC East.